This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
With two full days of questioning, we've seen that our Democratic colleagues have very few questions, actually, to raise about Judge Barrett's qualifications.
Let's review our progress so far.
Have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
You condemn white supremacy, correct?
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
You ever hang around the gymnasium?
Have you ever, under the influence of alcohol, questioned the teachings of the Mormon Church?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Strange originalism. If the clear wording of the Constitution establishes a right and you will not acknowledge it.
Well, Senator, it would strain the canons of conduct, which don't permit me to offer off-the-cuff reactions or any opinions outside of the judicial decision-making process. It would strain Article 3, which prevents me from deciding legal issues outside the context of cases and controversies. And as Justice Ginsburg said, it would display disregard for the whole judicial process.
Thank you very, very much. You've been a lovely, lovely witness.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I respect
and
all
I
of you.
And I wish you would respect the knowledge that goes into getting meeting the needs of the American people. But again, you've been on JAG defending the administration all this time.
Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Always the case, but we're not even close to the good.
All right, let's see what happens. Thanks so much
Thank
for joining
you for your
us.
Sensitivity to our constituents' needs.
Give me a...
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
We'd like to start with a public safety alert from Twitter. They're warning you that if you see any links to any stories about Hunter Biden and his computer and what might be contained therein, it could be unsafe, quote unquote, unsafe for you. So that's nice of Twitter. And Facebook is also very concerned about this story in the New York Post. What, you haven't heard anything about this on your local newscasts? Or the other cable channels aren't talking about this very much, or at least CNN and MSNBC? I'm shocked to learn this. This is a very damaging story that's broken today in the New York Post about Hunter Biden. He abandoned a laptop computer at a Delaware repair store last year in April. And never came back for it. So the owner, the manager of the store, decided to pull down the files and the hard drives. I think he gave some to the cops, maybe the FBI, and he gave another set of documents to, of all people, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York who works for the Trump campaign. And so the story broke today in the New York Post. I wonder if the New York Post is now in line for a Pulitzer Prize for its deeply sourced, deeply reported story on Hunter Biden's corruption. I rather doubt it. They give those to the New York Times and the Washington Post for stories they made up about the Russian collusion hoax. But if you haven't heard, there's an email in here from a guy who works for Burisma, an advisor. Burisma is the Ukrainian natural gas company that paid Hunter $83,000 a month, which if you multiply times 12 comes out to $1 million a year. Hunter has never been to Ukraine, does not speak any of the languages in Ukraine, knows nothing about the natural gas industry, but they were paying him $1 million a year when his father was vice president. And in April of 2015, this advisor to Burisma sends Hunter a letter. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent some time together, he said.
What happened to the accent?
I got rid of the accent. I didn't think it was appropriate for this. It was wearing thin. It's realty and honor. You meant really. It's realty and honor and pleasure. So this kind of puts the lie to everything Joe Biden's been saying about how he never met with anybody from Burisma. He never discussed.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Does Joe Biden owe Savannah an apology?
Posharsky is his name. Posharsky is the one who talked with your son. And there are also some nice pictures of Hunter apparently passed out one night. And he's on a pillow. And next to him on the pillow is a crack pipe. And then there's some pictures of him in a bathtub with a cigarette dangling from his lips. He looks like he's comfortably numb, shall we say, as the old Pink Floyd song goes.
And the thing that drives me crazy about this is that whenever anything with Hunter Biden comes up, people love to say, well, they shouldn't be bringing up his son who has a drug addiction problem. Some things are off limits. He would be off limits if he wasn't using Joe Biden's position at the time, right, which was vice president, to get $1 million a year. And also if he wasn't involving himself in the politics of it all, because Joe Biden got that prosecutor fired who was looking into that business that Hunter Biden worked for. So he's fair game.
And this was only one of his grifts. I mean, he got the $3.5 million from the wife of the mayor of Moscow, who was so corrupt that this guy in Moscow was thrown out by Vladimir Putin. How bad do you have to be too corrupt to be in government in the Russian Federation? And he also took more than $1 billion out of Red China in an investment deal. And, you know, the thing, 339, will Hunter get a raise if his father becomes president? Well, Hillary Clinton went from associate at the Rose Law Firm when her husband was attorney general of the state to partner at the Rose Law Firm in Little Rock when Bill became governor of the state. And someone points out, Twitter says it has a policy against sharing content obtained by quote-unquote hacking, which is why it's deep-sixing the Hunter story. But sharing the report on Trump's illegally obtained tax returns, which is, by the way, a federal crime. I don't think any crimes were committed in obtaining this these documents, the pictures of him with the women of ill repute, or allegedly of ill repute, and with the crack pipe, and then all the emails. No crimes were committed. But by getting Donald Trump's tax returns, that was a federal crime. But Twitter didn't have a problem with that. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, it's if it weren't for double standards, the Democrats and big tech would have no standards at all.
The big tech element of this story is very frustrating, because for the last 4 years, we've heard about interference and Facebook and Twitter and how social media, they would put up things that were not true about Hillary Clinton. And you know, 12 people liked a post that had Hillary Clinton had Donald Trump arm wrestling Jesus. You know, crazy posts. They said that's why Hillary Clinton lost the election, was because people bought into the memes and the fake tweets or whatever. Now, this is a real story with real photos and real evidence, and they're not putting it up. That's interference.
How do we know it's a real story? Joe Biden's campaign put the lid down this morning at 9:41 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
That lid is getting a lot of use these days.
They're going to give him a day to try to figure out a story. They issued a statement saying, well, it can't be true because we've looked at Joe Biden's schedule on the day the meeting allegedly took place, and there's nothing about him meeting this guy from Burisma. I mean, like, if you have a meeting with somebody shady like this, who's paying off your crack-addled alcoholic, touching everything but the third rail son, you're not going to put that on the daily log. Whatever you are, it doesn't matter if you're the mayor of Wilmington, Delaware, or the vice president of the United States, it's not going on your log.
You look at your assistant and you say, you know what, Cindy, you don't have to write this one down. Don't write it. No, I'll remember it. I'll remember it myself.
Right. Right. There's an old saying in Boston at the State House. I didn't see you. You didn't see me.
Do your other one. Never write.
Oh, yeah. Never write when you can speak. Never speak when you can nod. Never nod when you can wink. That's That's the way it is. I mean, that's
Hunter
the way
Biden
it's always
didn't get
been.
That memo. Oh, and you know what? You know what the last part of that memo is? Don't leave your laptop at the place you went to get it fixed. Go pick it back up.
Yeah.
Hunter.
I just...
Can you just imagine? Because really, though, when it all comes down to it, most parents have the same reaction when their kids mess up and disappoint them. Can you imagine Joe Biden? Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You couldn't go back and pick up the computer? You left it there?
Yeah. And it's not like when you go to the cobbler and, you know, you give him a pair of crappy shoes and he put the heels on it and then you forget about it and it costs like $12, right? I mean, it takes a lot to salvage a computer that's got some kind of liquid in it, which is what happened here. I mean, he owed this guy probably at least $1,000. So the guy was curious about what was in the computer, obviously.
Howie, somebody texted in and said, this is like George Costanza. There's an episode of Seinfeld where they catch George Costanza having sex with the cleaning lady and they fire him. And he says to his boss,
Was that wrong?
Should I not have done that?
Is that sort of thing frowned upon?
We have to get that cut, Taylor. That is one of the best things. I can picture Hunter saying that to Joe. Dad, is this bad? Should I not have taken the pictures in the tub? Are you mad at me?
So this is a real story with real sex and drugs, tape, all that stuff. And the New York Times and the Washington Post are going to give it a good leaving alone. You can count on that. They gave themselves a Pulitzer Prize for promoting a hoax for years. But they're not going to touch a real news story because it might help Donald Trump. Never in the history of real estate have government-issued moratoriums against property owners been so widespread. Don't wait for the value of your property to sink lower. There's a story today in San Francisco. The average price of an apartment, monthly rent, has gone down 31% in 1 year. 31% in 1 year. Don't wait for the bottom to fall out of the property market, whether it's commercial or real estate. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From rural farms, country clubs, estates, and historic office buildings throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and with no contingencies, and that includes your private homes as well. There's a big reason why banker and tradesmen have voted J.J. Manning number one for the last 5 years in a row. They have the buyers and they pay cash. When you sell with a real estate broker, you, the seller, have to pay commission. But with an auction, the buyer pays. That means more money for you. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold now. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats Chews. Hold it up there, Grace, the bag. When you purchase two bags of Super Beats Chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beats Chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 Chews. It's good stuff. Hurry to www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will ABC ask Joe Biden about his meeting with the Ukrainian at tomorrow's town hall?
No, they're gonna say, oh, it's all news. It's all news.
I'm going to say yes, because I am slightly, dare I say, impressed with some of the mainstream media as of the past 48 hours. So I'm going to say yes.
You're talking about Wolfman last
night? Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer. There's been a few, accidental journalism?
Random acts of journalism. Random. That's a Rush Limbaugh's phrase. But it's, you know, just like sort of a senseless, you know, someone is caught in a crossfire and there's a random act of journalism. I'm going to say no, that they're not going to do anything. I think it'll be a different story tonight in Des Moines, Iowa. I guess it's Des Moines. The president's going to be speaking there. He's got a rally tonight before his town hall meeting. He's going to be on NBC. Is he on NBC? He's on NBC. and Biden's on ABC.
Yes, he'll be on NBC with Savannah Guthrie, who we heard in that last clip asking Joe Biden about Burisma. And I don't know who's hosting the ABC town hall.
Probably Steffi Stephanopoulos. They'll give it to, you know, and he's a Democrat stenographer with a press pass. So what are the results there, Taylor?
First of all, I'm going to say yes with the caveat that the person asking the question is going to warn the audience that this question is unsafe for them to hear.
Right.
Widely debunked.
Yes. It's only proper. It's like the warning on a pack of cigarettes, right? Could kill you.
98% say no, the question will not be asked.
Right. Oh, bunch of sinks.
Right. And it'll be asked to Donald Trump, do you really think Rudy Giuliani should have leaked this terrible, terrible material about Hunter Biden, a poor, drug-addled military veteran? He's not really a veteran. He got thrown out of the military for cocaine use, but they'll call him a veteran.
Do you condemn the man?
Should I not have done that? I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here that sort of thing was frowned upon, you know, because I've worked in a lot of offices, and I tell you, people do that all the time.
One of the best.
So, someone, a texter says, well, Joe Biden gets out of not having it on his schedule by the fact that his son was there. So he said, I don't need to, you know, say that I'm meeting with my son. But his son brought with him this shady guy from Ukraine.
I think they're going to ask Donald Trump to condemn the laptop man.
Right.
Who brought it to the FBI.
And the New York Post, which printed it, and Rudy Giuliani for giving it to the New York Post.
So much weaponizing, so much seizing, so much pouncing. My little heart can't take no more. I want to announce our winner of our contest, but first I have to let people know what we're doing here. So every single day, we take all of the new email subscribers to our site, and we pick one. They win a really cool prize, a couple Kennedy Babylons, a T-shirt, all sorts of good stuff. But you have to subscribe to our email blast list. And to do that, go to HowieCarshow.com. It will drop down. Just enter your email. You're automatically entered to the contest. Our winner today is Lillian Fortin. Congratulations, Lillian. You are going to get a Howie Car Show prize. Okay, Howie, something I wanted to talk about briefly, because I know that we have plenty more Hunter to get to, but I would be remiss if I didn't read this story. Remember yesterday when your favorite senator, Mazie Hirono, condemned or chastised Judge Amy Coney Barrett?
You know my dogs, Gunnar and Pearl? You know who their mother was? What her name was?
What?
Mazie.
Oh.
Just thought I'd mention that.
It's a small world, isn't it? It is a small world. Well, she chastised Amy Coney Barrett yesterday because the judge had said sexual preference at one point. And I just want to show you how Orwellian this world we currently live in is, because right after that, Merriam-Webster changed its definition of sexual preference. And they labeled it, they included offensive in their definition right after this happened. Just so all the people know now that because...
So Mazie Hirono is now calling the shots on what's offensive and what's not offensive in the English language.
Mazie Webster is what I like to call her. She's calling the shots. I know, it's...
How many votes was she elected with in Hawaii? Not many.
Also, Howie, I wanted to tell you that, as you probably heard, Biden finally did kind of not answer the question about packing the Supreme Court. It's a pretty simple, as Kamala Harris had once said to Brett Kavanaugh, it's a yes or no question, but he's not coming up with yes or no. He says he's not a fan.
Yeah, I don't consider that a good question. Why don't we play the cuts of all the Democrats?
I'm not a fan of Brussels sprouts, but I still eat them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're hungry enough, you'll eat them. Why don't we play the cut of all the Democrats who were saying sexual preference before yesterday, when suddenly... Oh, we don't have time. We'll play it when we come back.
Well, okay? I think we have time for just Biden saying it. This is cut four.
Regardless of color, sexual preference, their backgrounds.
It's just amazing how a word can go from fine to offensive just because someone you don't like might become a Supreme Court justice.
How about if Donald Trump went to Iowa tonight and said, you know, I'm really offended when people say sexual preference. Would it now become okay again if he denounced the use of the phrase sexual preference?
That
I think it would
really
be.
That's a really good point. A lot of words could come back into fashion if Donald Trump would say he didn't like them.
I've often said that, yeah. There's nothing so bad that if Donald Trump endorsed it, it wouldn't become bad, even worse. I'm Howard Carr.
Maria's Finest Italian restaurant in Portland, Maine is worth the trip for their amazing meatballs alone. I'm talking about the best meatballs I've ever had. Mmm, outstanding. Maria's is owned and chef-operated with many specialties, including homemade pasta and sauce. Known for their eggplant parmesan and seasonal favorites like their pumpkin ricotta gnocchi, you won't leave hungry. Portland's Maria's is rated number 20 in the country among the best Italian-American restaurants. Check out their extensive menu at mariasrestaurant.com. Visit today and be part of the family.
Let me tell you about a new sponsor to the Howie Carr Show, Helping Hands of America. For over two decades, Helping Hands has made donating your car, truck, or boat to a New England charity incredibly easy. I've donated and you should too. It takes one call. The pickup is not only fast, but it's free, and your donation is 100% tax deductible. Call Helping Hands at 888-881-9090. That's 888-881-9090. Or visit helpinghandsofamerica.org. Restrictions may apply.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, I hope you got some rest last night. I think that's true of all of us.
So I did have a glass of wine. I'll tell you that I needed that at the end of the day.
Well.
So now she's talking to Danang Dick Blumenthal. Does he have nightmares at night about his experience in Vietnam, or about his lying about his experience in Vietnam when he really wasn't there, even though he said he was for decades? But now they can go back and they can go to, where did she go? She went to
Notre Dame.
Well, she went to Notre Dame Law School. I think she went to another smaller college. You know the one of the great things about Amy Coney Barrett, she didn't go to either Harvard or Yale. Thank goodness. Unlike Blumenthal, for instance, who went to Yale. He's the senator from Connecticut. And everybody on the Supreme Court, except for Amy Coney Barrett, is a graduate of either Harvard and or Yale University or Harvard College or Harvard Law School, et cetera. And so this is going to be a first. You may have seen headlines the last few days. Are there going to be too many Catholics on the Supreme Court? There'd be six when she's confirmed. How about, are there too many people from Harvard and Yale? Are there too many Ivy Leaguers on the Supreme Court? Does anyone think that say, oh, I don't know, just to take an example, the Bushes both went to Yale. Were they better presidents than Ronald Reagan, who went to Eureka College in Illinois? I don't think so.
So just so I have this right, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, if she becomes a Supreme Court justice, would be the first person on there to not be from Harvard or Yale.
Since we can't, I can't remember when there hasn't someone from Harvard or Yale.
And Joe Biden, if elected president, will be the first president that hasn't gone to an Ivy League.
Yeah. Not in a while, anyway.
No, he says he's the first one.
Oh, he says the first one. Oh,
because the media keeps saying that. They keep saying.
Oh, you mean so Eureka College, despite what I thought, where Ronald Reagan went, is actually an Ivy League school.
According to Joe Biden.
Okay, I didn't see him on the Harvard schedule this year. I guess maybe they took the year off. I want to just say before we get to the calls, and a lot of people want to talk about this story, whether it's the Amy Coney Barrett. Hearings, which are wrapping up today, or this Hunter Biden story. But I think it's really an important part of the story that the social media like Facebook and Twitter are censoring this story to protect Joe Biden and the corrupt crime family that he's the patriarch of. And the New York Post is, as you might expect, very angry about the fact that their story is being censored by big media. So much for, this is from the editorial they put out just this afternoon after Facebook put the lid pretty much on their story. And it's an expose. It's a major expose. So much for Facebook's claim to be a neutral platform. One of its top execs just put the social media giant firmly in the pro-Biden camp. We knew where it was, but this is the fig leaf is off. Andy Stone, the social media company's policy communications manager boasted about burying the Post story on proof that Hunter Biden merchandised access to his dad. I would have said sold access. Stone's tweet Monday morning. This is the Facebook executive. Quote, while I will intentionally not leak to the New York link to the New York Post, I want to be clear that this story is eligible to be fact checked by Facebook's third party fact checking partners. Fact-checking is the last refuge of a scoundrel in the 2020 campaign, not patriotism. In the meantime, we are reducing its distribution on our platform. So much for the First Amendment. They're reducing distribution on their platform. Censor first, ask questions later, says the New York Post. It's an outrageous attitude for one of the most powerful platforms in the United States to take, especially when Stone, that's the guy who sent out this memo, wears his own bias on his sleeve. The quick biography he posts on Twitter shows his long history of working for Democrats, including lefty then-Senator Barbara Boxer in the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. Biden Sr., remember, has insisted he never spoke to my son about his overseas business dealing, a statement at odds with the massive trove of data recovered from a laptop at a Delaware repair shop. No one is disputing the veracity of the story. No one. They're just saying, you know, it's nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242. Glenn, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hello, Howie.
Hi.
Howie, I've got to tell you, you got one of the best knockout co-hosts in the country. She is a knockout.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I've got something to tell you about Joe Biden.
Yes.
Okay, back when Joe Biden buried his son from had cancer, he had a news conference, and all the news media was there, and he said on national TV and in all the news media that, I quote, "I will never seek public office again." And now he's trying to lie his way into the White House.
Well, he's changed his mind about a lot of things, hasn't he, over the years? He said he was the first white student at Delaware State. He played varsity football Division I at the University of Delaware. He was at the top of his law school class. His first wife was killed by a drunk driver. I mean, this is all BS, right? And he stole a speech from Bobby Kennedy and took it for his own. He stole a speech from a British politician who came out of the coal mines in Wales and made it his life story. He keeps talking about how he came out of this hardscrabble background. His father was a car dealer, not really a hardscrabble background. I mean, this is just more BS. See, that's what he's known for. He's got a lot of malarkey on his resume, Glenn. Thank you, and thanks for your kind words for Grace. She really appreciates
it. Thanks,
Glenn. Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
I was so excited today to find out that his son Hunter's expose with
yes,
receiving the money. I didn't know what to do. Now, nobody's going to do anything about it. and A.G. Barr, when is he going to do something?
I know.
You know, we get snippets and snips and snips, and nothing's ever done.
Kenny, we have to be thankful for small favors. Suppose this guy, this computer repair store owner in Delaware, had just turned over the laptop to the FBI. That would have been the last we ever heard of it, right? At least he made a copy of it and gave it to Rudy Giuliani. So now we know that it exists. Apparently the feds have had this thing since almost a year ago. And nothing ever happened. We're 3 weeks out from the election, and we didn't know anything about it until Rudy Giuliani gave it to the New York Post. And again, he didn't, you'll notice, I mean, I love the New York Post. I've written for them off and on columns. They were owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also owned my newspaper, the Boston Herald at the time. They've both been sold since then. So I'm a big fan of the New York Post, but the New York Post does not have the national clout that the Washington Post or the New York Times has. But he didn't give it to them. And you know why? Because they weren't interested in it.
Yeah.
They just like they weren't interested in reporting that the Russian collusion was a hoax, which anybody who thought about it for more than 10 minutes knew it was a hoax from day one, from the first time they released the dossier. And yet they kept going with it year after year after year, giving themselves awards and pretending there was really a conspiracy there. The only conspiracy was with the Russians and Hillary Clinton, as we all know now.
But Howie, don't you think at the New York Post, they must be thinking to themselves, wow, we really have a run of whatever we want because we're the only ones writing about this stuff. There's so much more material on the Democrat side than there is on the Trump side.
Yeah.
On the Trump side, it's so much stuff, like you said, you have to make up. It's fiction. But
right.
They can post this stuff. If you go on the New York Post right now, their entire website is Hunter Biden, and each one is a separate story that's just as scandalous as the one before it.
Right. Yeah. Apparently, Twitter has just suspended the account of one of the editors of the New York Post, who was also very, very angry about this situation. Thanks for the call there, Kenny. 844-500-4242. BJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, BJ.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the election coming up, and should us voters be concerned about Biden and about the past that he's lying about and about his son, or just should we worry about the future and about his presidency?
Well, I mean, we have to stop him from becoming president. I mean, that's the thing. You have to get out and vote and try to keep the country together here as it was founded. And I think it's important to try to get this story out as to as many people as possible because, you know, Joe Biden is portrayed by the alt-left media as this, he's Uncle Joe. He's a return to normalcy. He's not a return to normalcy. He was the vice president for Barack Obama, who believed in the fundamental transformation of America. And this guy is not functioning any longer at the top of his game, which was not much to begin with, even on his best days back in the 1970s. And so the people that are going to be running the show if he becomes president are radical, and they're leftists, and I don't think there's any question about that. And they're going to try to shut everything down, just like they're trying to shut down this story that the New York Post broke today. And if you don't have the presidency, the bully pulpit, as they say, who's going to go out there every night and tell the truth about what these people have got planned for the United States of America? I think we got to win the election first. We got to stop these people from taking over. You got to get out and vote. You got to get all your friends out to vote. You got to try to tell them, even if they don't want to hear it. You got to tell them how corrupt these people are. Thanks for the call there, BJ. Eden Pure Pain Cream is continuing their buy one, get one free promotion. Grace is holding it up right there. Look at that tube. It's a big tube.
It is. It's a good size.
Yeah. Everybody knows that prescription pain relief drugs can be really pricey. My daughter Carolyn and I were talking about it recently, about a cold sore cream that we both use. It costs $400, believe it or not, without insurance. Eden Pure Pain Cream is all natural and has the strength of a prescription cream. For me, it started working in just 2 minutes. I've been using it on my bad leg for weeks, and I really noticed the difference. Eden Pure Pain Cream gives you prescription power pain relief with no prescription, no addictions, and no bad side effects. Eden Pure Pain Cream also relieves pain from arthritis, joints, back pain, and in my case, leg pain from an old injury. Eden Pure Pain Cream is so powerful, it has a 99.2% customer satisfaction rating. Last week, one of our VIPs asked for a tube of pain cream that I hold up. Of course, I couldn't say no, so I'm down to my last one now. You can get yourself a free tube, too, with BOGO. Buy one, get one. The BOGO promotion has been a big success, and Eden Pure is continuing the special for the pain cream all week long. Buy one, get one free. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com with code word Howie BOGO. One word, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the trash man, but we'll call him
Captain Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Aviva Trattoria. From their famous chicken parm to their gluten-free menu, Aviva Trattoria has it all with locations in Marlborough, Westford, Wrentham, and Maynard. Stop in today or find them at AvivaTrattoria.com.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
One of our texters says, well, the Senate is investigating these emails. But yeah, the problem is that's the same Senate panel that is chaired by Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin. And they've been stonewalled by the FBI on the Andrew McCabe emails. Andrew McCabe is the former deputy director. His wife was running for the Senate in Virginia, and she was taking hundreds of thousands of dollars, $700,000 altogether from Clinton bundlers at the same time he was running the Clinton espionage investigation in 2016. That's how much in the satchel he was. He was appointed acting director of the FBI after Trump fired Comey, and the day he was appointed, he lied three times to federal investigators, which is a crime. J. Edgar Hoover never perjured himself or obstructed justice on the day he was sworn in as director, but Andrew McCabe did, and he was fired in the end. And so they're trying to get his emails to discuss how they were trying to frame President Trump in 2016, 2017, and the FBI won't turn it over to him. So, I mean, what good is it going to do to have this Senate committee investigating if the FBI is still stonewalling people? They got whatever happens in the election, on the day after the election, Trump has got to fire Christopher Wray, who's been stonewalling. The guy, and that was a terrible appointment by the President of the United States, which I think he would agree. He wouldn't say it now before the election, but obviously it was. Just like Gina Haspel. Chuck Grassley said of the new CIA director, Gina Haspel, she may be part of the conspiracy. And that's reality. I don't even think it's an open question. I think she's definitely trying to cover up what happened, an attempted soft coup. Sandra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sandra. You there? Sandra? Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello, how you doing, Harry Corey? How you doing? The mayor of Newark, I received a memo today. He said he's going to suspend the school until January 5th. Yeah, I don't know what the hell going on. Because my daughter getting heavy, a lot of kids getting heavy, eating snacks. It's getting ridiculous, Harry Corey. He's stupid. Until January 5th, he's going to shut down the school.
And of course, he didn't mention the fact that basically no kids that are going to school, nobody under the age of 20, is dying in the United States. But somehow they have to keep the school shut down. Did you know, Mr. Garcia, that they just came out today that in the month of September, more people died of COVID in Massachusetts than in New York and New Jersey combined? So it's gotten so bad in Massachusetts that we're doing a worse job than New York and New Jersey combined. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. I feel your pain, but I don't know what to tell you. I mean, these people are crazy. They just want to keep it shut down. It gives them more power somehow. They get a rush out of telling other people how to live their lives. It's the old saying, you know, the Lord Acton, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. This is a textbook lesson in it. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello, Howie. This is Larry Sparks here in North Carolina.
Yes.
There's three things you have to remember if you're going to vote for Joe Biden. The cost of your gasoline is going to go up. It's going to be twice as much as it is now.
More than that,
another
I would
thing
guess.
You got to remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
the cost of gasoline is going to go up. It's going to be twice as much as it is now, right? Also, as far as
he's going to come after your guns. That's for sure. He's already said that.
Larry, Joe Biden would have forgotten the last two as well.
He's going to come after your guns. They're going to come after the First Amendment. They want a national mask mandate. He says he goes from day to day. Sometimes he wants it. And the price of gasoline is going to more than double. And he's also going to outlaw fracking. I don't care what he says now. The Green New Deal is going to be the law of the land. Don't think if you have a job in the fossil fuel energy, not just fracking, but any kind of job in the fossil fuel industry, it's going away. They say they want to get away from oil, gas, coal, fracking, etc. by 2035. That's not that far off. It'll seem like a long way when we don't have any more gasoline, though, or oil, I'll tell you that, or jet fuel, or even kerosene. I'm Howie Carr.
Of all the four seasons, we here at Matthews Brothers love the presidential campaign season the most. Perhaps it's because it's like the other three seasons all rolled into one, those being tourist, mud, and black fly. Like the tourist season, you can't wait for it to arrive, but as soon as it does, you can't wait for it to end. Mud season, because when it starts flying, you just want to keep your head down and pray you don't become part of the landscape. And black fly season, because of all God's creatures, there's nothing more hateful, more annoying, and more ubiquitous than these blood-sucking eating machines. But the main reason we love election season is because their commercials are more annoying than ours. After all, who wouldn't prefer spending 60 seconds listening to the amazing thermal and structural properties of our windows and doors if the alternate is them? Who wouldn't want to hear about our dealer network of better lumber yards and window professionals instead of them? And who wouldn't want to hear about our 166-year history of making wicked awesome windows and doors as opposed to them again? You can learn more about our wicked awesome Maine-made windows and doors, but only at better lumber yards and window professionals or on the web at MatthewsBrothers.com. That's Matthews Brothers with one T, America's oldest window manufacturer.